You are listening to episode 4 of the FitsPro podcast, where I, Annie Miller, your host, am going to take you through my 3 methods to introduce heavy lifting to either yourself or a client who has little to no experience with lifting heavy, but would like to at least start moving in that direction. And I hope that these methods give you the tools to introduce someone to heavy lifting without injury and make that a smooth transition. So, if that is something you need, without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs. AKA not your average FitsPo, and my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. All right, so method number 1 for getting yourself or your client closer to heavy lifting and how to introduce heavy lifting without just jumping into doing 1RMs or 3RMs or even 5RMs is to use something known as wave loading. I do not actually know who created this or who is the originator of the wave loading method, so I will give credit where credit is due. It's not my method. It is something that I have learned through college strength training and strength and conditioning, but I do not know who is the originator. So if you know, shoot me an email, let me know. I will give credit where credit is due. Anyway, wave loading is a method used to introduce heavy lifting, like I said, without doing 1RMs, 3RMs, or 5RMs. It moves you or your client closer and closer and closer to heavy loads. And what it is basically a set and rep scheme that acts like a wave. So you can start at 10, 8, 6, 10, 8, 6. And with each of those, you would increase weight from 10 to 8 to 6. And then you would start your second set of 10, 8, 6. With your 10 at the weight that you used for your first 8. I hope that makes sense. So you do your 10, increase weight, go to 8. Increase weight, go to 6. Drop that weight back to what you used for your first 8 and start your 10 there. Do 10, increase weight, 8, increase weight, 6. So once you do your 10, 8, 6, 10, 8, 6, you could do that for 3 to 4 weeks. And then you would drop that down to 864, 864, same method. You do your 8, increase weight, do your 6, increase weight, do your 4, drop the weight back to your first 6, and then use that weight for your second 8, increase weight, 6, increase weight, 4. And you drop that all the way down to 753, 753, 642, 642, 531, 531, and then you can get all the way down to 321, 321. And that essentially, that would be over the course of months. I mean, that would be a 3 to 5 month block of some kind that you are using this wave loading, increasing weight. Like I said, each workout only gives that client in the beginning, 2 to 3 sets that would be considered heavy, and then that increases to where every set is working at a heavy load. So this is a great way to introduce someone to heavy lifting. I use this in my Built by Annie programs. I have used this with my one-on-one clients as well. It's really just a great way to get either yourself or your clients under progressively heavy loads for more sets per session over an extended period of time. It really helps them build confidence and give them a taste of that heavy lifting without just throwing them to the wolves, which can be overwhelming. And it also is great for just gaining strength and muscle awareness and body awareness in the main lifts as well. So wave loading is method number 1. I will put all of these in the show notes as well with a more extensive written out version of this. Method number two is actually to program heavy accessory work. So often when we think of lifting heavy, we think of deadlifts, squats, overhead pressing, bench, you know, the big three or Olympic lifting. Someone can learn how to lift heavy and understand what it feels like to be under a heavy load without only lifting heavy on the big lifts. So it doesn't always have to be about those big three or four. You can build the main lift. So the main lift is what I'm talking about, is squat, deadlift, bench press and overhead press, or variations of those with a barbell. You can build the main lift through tempo and using lighter weights at a controlled load while using heavy single leg or single arm work in the accessory work, if your client or yourself is ready for that. There's often less risk with this, and there will always be, or almost always be, if programmed correctly, a positive carryover of the strength they're gaining in that accessory work into the main lifts. This is also great for a client who lifting heavy is kind of a mental thing for them. This gives them a buffer so that they're still working on that main lift at some lower weights and building confidence with that movement pattern. And by all means, you can still be upping the weight with that, but just not necessarily lifting to where that client feels uncomfortable. So they can be building strength through mimicking that same movement, doing goblet squats, doing single leg front rack step ups, doing single arm overhead presses with a dumbbell, doing heavy farmer carries overhead. So you are giving that client awareness in the same patterns and strength in the same patterns and carrying a heavy load, but you're just kind of playing that mental game with them so that they're still getting prepared to lift the heavy weight in the main load, but they're gaining strength in other things like their accessory work. So that is the second method, is to kind of mimic the main lifts in the accessory work, build strength, and put them under a heavy load there, and then, you know, work on having that carry over into their big lifts like the squat, the deadlift, the overhead press, and the bench, or their Olympic lifting. That brings us to method number three. This is a big, big one if someone is really struggling with the mental game. I don't want to single out women, but a lot of my one-on-one and built by any clients, I know that they're capable of doing more as a coach, but I also understand that they're counting the numbers and the weight that's on the bar, and they have a number for some reason set in their head that they can't go past this number, or that they're only capable of X. And that is just because they haven't experienced going higher than that. There's such a mental game in lifting heavy. And also remember that heavy is relative to a person. So the bar could be heavy to someone where 300 pounds could be heavy to another person. It's all relative. We are just talking about what feels heavy for this individual, whether it's you or a client. We have to consider that mental game. And a way to do this is to give them a buffer and limit the range of motion. Remember that a training session is not all dependent on the main lift. It's not all about the squat, the deadlift, the bench, and the overhead press. You have accessory work. So limit the range of motion in their main lift. So this would be like squatting to a box. You know, give them a buffer, give them a safety net of sorts, or pulling their deadlifts from blocks or from pins. Limit that range of motion while building their confidence, while giving them the experience of feeling that heavy weight without having to go through that full range of motion, and get the full range of motion in their accessory work. So you can always do high box step ups and Bulgarian split squats and Romanian deadlifts to get that person the full range of motion while you're limiting that range of motion and building the confidence in the main lift. So I hope that that makes sense. I hope that those methods are something that you can use for yourself, maybe that sparked ideas. Again, I will put all of this in the show notes with more examples. And just to review those methods for introducing a client or yourself to lifting heavy weights were wave loading, So using that 10-8-6, 10-8-6, all the way down to 3-2-1, 3-2-1, introducing the heavy weights into the accessory work versus the main lift, and then kind of swapping that as the third one, which is to introduce the heavy lifting to the main lift, but limit that range of motion, provide a safety net of some kind, and then get that full range of motion in the accessory work. So I hope that that was helpful. Let me know. As usual, you guys, please, if you enjoy this podcast, if you find any value in it, it helps so much for you guys to rate the podcast, to subscribe, to leave a review. That allows me, my voice, my message to reach more people than I would if it was just me and my podcast. So you guys are the real microphone in the situation. So if you like it, if you find value, please do those things. I will love you either way. And until next time, I am Annie Miller with the FitsPro Podcast.